Bichette Audio presents Zoo 2. Written by James Patterson with Max DeLallo. Read by Jay Snyder. Chapter 1. I'm running for my life. At least, I'm trying to. My clunky rubber boots keep getting stuck in the fresh snowfall. 50-mile-per-hour Arctic winds lash my body like a palm tree in a hurricane. The sub-zero weather hooded jumpsuit I'm wearing is more cumbersome than a suit of armor. Mini icicles crust my goggles, not that I can see much through them anyway. All around me is a wall of white, a vortex of icy gusts and swirling snow. I can't even make out my triple-gloved right hand in front of my face. But that's because it's tucked into my front pocket, clutching a Glock 17 9mm pistol, my one and only hope of survival. I keep moving, stumbling would be more accurate, as fast as I can. I don't know where the hell I'm going. I just know I have to get there fast. I know I can't stop. If I do, the 700-pound female polar bear on my tail will catch me and devour me alive. But hey, that's life above the Arctic Circle for you. Never a dull moment. One second you're tossing a net into an icy stream, trying to catch a few fish to feed your family. The next, one of Earth's deadliest predators is trying to kill you. I glance backward to try to see just how close the bear has gotten. I can't spot her at all, which is even more terrifying. With all the snow swirling around, her milky white coat makes the perfect camouflage. But I know the animal is near. I can just feel it. Sure enough, seconds later, from behind me, comes a mighty roar that echoes across the tundra. She's closer than I thought. I push myself to move faster and tighten my grip around the freezer.